tell us that in the Korban Pesach, if you're not Bikuris, you're Kaifer Hashem, you have no mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. But V'yein ha-moras das poiselus b'maiser. But l'maisi, you're allowed to eat maiser. If you're a Kohen or Levi, even though you're not Bikuris, still you're allowed to eat maiser. Vayta Fredi Gemara, kol oru lo yechol boy lomali. That's what it says by Korban Pesach, an oru cannot eat, and it says the word boy. What do we do with the word boy? That an oral is allowed to eat matzah and mor. He only has a p'tur not to make a korban pesach. Mashenkin matzah and mor, that is mechuyvin. The more says v'yitzruch, I need both miyutim by a korban pesach. V'yitzruch lemichtav oral, v'yitzruch lemichtav kol benecher. I need both chidushim that an oral, a regular yisur that's an oral, has no chid to bring a korban pesach. Or else the Ben Necher, if you're an Apikoris, you're Koifer Bashem, you have no Chiyah to bring Korban Pesach. The Kosarach Mona Oral of Torah would only say the Kiddush by an Oral Mishum Demoyis. I tell you, it's Mies, something's wrong with his body. That's why he has no Chiyah to bring Korban Pesach. Abu Ben Necher, the Loy Mois, but a person that's normal body, he has a Bris Mila. Just that in Libra, in his heart, he's a Koifer Bashem. Maybe since his body is not me, it's not disgusting, maybe he does have a Chiyah to bring a Korban Pesach. Eimaloi, therefore I need the Chiddush to tell me, Kol Ben Necher, even a Ben Necher, still does not have a Chiyah to bring a Korban Pesach. Because of Rachmona Kol Ben Necher, the Pesach would have just said, Kol Ben Necher, I would tell you Mishum Diem Libra Neshamayim. Maybe he's worse. His lave is not to Hashem. His lave is not by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's Kaifa Hashem. That's why he can't bring the Korban Pesach. Abel Oral, Mashenkin, a regular Jew, his libo is Leshamayim. Just that he's an Oral, the libo Leshamayim, Eimaloi. Maybe he does have a chiyah to bring the Korban Pesach, Tzricha. Therefore, I need both Psukim, a Kol Ben Echor, and Oral, a Yecha Boy. There's no chiyah in the Korban Pesach. Fred Gemara, Mimenu, Mimenu, Lomali. Rashi says, that the Pesach says, Al teichloi mimenu no. You're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach when it's Ruah. So Rashi says, Kivun diyamrit boy. Lemutei, since you're dashing now the word boy, to say the miyut, is mimenu nami lemutei mashmo. The word mimenu should also be mamayit something. Tumor says true, likidarabu omrav yitzchok. Like we'll see later, Mitzvah Shema, Daf Rashi, Daf Ayin Dalid, the Gemara Dashin's drushes from Mimenu, what it means by Korban Pesach, you know how to eat it Ruah, what does the word Mimenu mean? And the Chanan Mitzvah there for drusha. So far we explained Reb Lezer's Pshat, how we learn Pshat in Mishnah. How do we know a Korean that's an Oral is not allowed to eat Truma from the Gzeir Shov of Taisha Vesach, it says by Korban Pesach, we learn now Truma from Korban Pesach. Now before we have Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Shita was, Ein etzorach, I don't need this gzera shova. Harei yoimor, I have a pasuk in Vayikra that says, Ish, ish, l'rabbi says oral. To tell me that a kohen that's an oral has a locha like a zav, that is tamei, and therefore is not lari truma. For the Gemara v'yayma l'rabbi says oinen, maybe ish, ish is coming to include a kohen that's an oinen. If one of his seven mishpacha was mace, that is oinen, he can't eat truma. This Gemara says no, like we had before. Omer Reb Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Kro. The pasuk says v'chol zar lo yoichaboy. So we darshin zaris samat lachoni zar keni truma for lo yaninus. But a noinen is a ladi truma. Therefore, kain. If you're a kain, you're ladi truma even though you're a noinen. For the Gemara, how do you know this? Eimo v'lo yarelis. Maybe the chol zar comes to teach us only a yisro keni truma, but a kain, even if it's an oral, could eat truma maybe. The Gemara says, "Oksiv ish ish." The pasuk says, "Ish ish." That the what's come to teach us that somebody cannot eat truma. For the Gemara again, Omar Rayas, how do we know which one yes, which one no? Again, there are two people, two kohanim. There's a kohen that's an oinin and a kohen that's an oral. How do we know which pasuk goes on chol zar that he could eat and which pasuk goes on ish ish to say he can't? The Gemara says, "Mistabrets a svara arelis hevel el rebuye." It's a svara to say that a kohen oral is not lari truma. Shekain maisim kruusim bedavar hover that we had before. That means it's a mechusa maisi, missing an action. Or maisa begufa, it's a big action, it's not in your body. V'yoynish chorus, if you don't make a bris mili yichayev chorus because of that. V'yeshtan alfnei adibur, and the mitzvah milu was given to Avraham Avinu before Ma'an Torah. Or milas the chor of yavodav ma'kevis. And there's a tremendous chiddush by Korban Pesach that even if your son or your eved is missing a bris milah, you cannot eat the Korban Pesach or can't bring the Korban Pesach.
So you see, milah is a tremendous zach. So therefore, a kohen that's an oral, it's a svara, he can't eat truma. For the Gemara, adarabe, maybe no, let's look at the chumris of an oinen. Aninas have a little rebuya. It's more of a svara, maybe, to say an oinen should not be able to eat truma. Do you know why? He also has chumris. Shekain yeshne b'chol sho. It could happen a few times. Not only one time, like we said, by a milah, once you make the milah, you can't become an oral anymore. Mashenken, if one dies, your rachmanis, your father dies, you come later, your mother dies, then your sister, then your brother, then your son, your daughter, it could happen a few times. So it's a svara, maybe aninus is more strict. Vaita v'neheges b'anoshim v'anoshim, it applies even to an isha, a lady could also be anointing. Mashenken, an oral doesn't apply to an isha. V'yein b'yodi l'sakanatsum, you can't fix yourself anointing. Have the Gemara Anach Nefishin. The first svar is Amur. There are more svaras to say that an oral is not lari truma, rather than saying an oinen cannot eat truma. Rav Amar, Rav says again, Beloy Anach Nefishin Namale Motzis Amrit. Even without this svar of there are more reasons to the oral, you can't say the opposite way. Why? Omakro, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish. That was saying, Rav says oral. It says Ish Ish. So Rav says, Eze Dover, Sheyeshnoim Ish. But there's a ribuy from the word ish ish. Some applies to a man and not to a lady. So what thing applies to a man and not to an isha? Have yom is there arlos? That's the lach of an arlo, an oral. An oral applies to a man and not to an isha. So there's more of a svar to say from this ribuy of ish ish that a kain that's an oral also has a din tumor on him and he's not allowed to eat a truma. For the Gemara, good. Rabbi Akiva, hay toisha v'sochem ayavid lei. Rabbi Akiva says, we don't need this Zerah Shava Toshav Asacha for the Din Oral. I know it from the Pasuk Ishish. But what do you do with it? Like, why did the Torah say the word Toshav Asacha by Korban Pesach? So Amar Rav Shemaya, La'asuya Arve Mohol, V'givoni Mohol. It comes to teach us, if you have a Goy, even though he has a Bris Milah on him, still he's not allowed to bring Korban Pesach. For the Gemara V'ahani Mulunin, like, what do I need a Pasuk for? Pshita? Do you call a guy, even though he had a bris, is that called a bris milah? For a Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Nedarim. Koinein, somebody makes a nitzah neder to say, Shani nena l'arelim. I'm not allowed to have any enjoyment from any oral. So what does that mean? That muter b'yorla Yisrael. You're allowed to have enjoyment from a Jew, even though he doesn't have a bris milah. But v'ose b'mulu yervdi kachovim. You're also to have any enjoyment from a goy, even though he has a bris milah. So what do you see? That an oral is called a goy. Whether a goy has a bris or without a bris, he's called an oral. Mashenken, a Jew is not called an oral. And right to the opposite way, koinem shani nena lamulin. Someone that makes an isanet is not going to have any enjoyment from a person that has a bris milah. Talach riz mute b'muli or t'gachovim. He's allowed to have enjoyment from goyim even though they have a bris milah. But we also be Ali Yisrael, and you're also to have enjoyment from a Jew that doesn't have a bris milah. So what do you see? That Jews are called mulim, and goyim are called arelim. So Mela, what do I need a pasuk to tell me a goy, even though he has a bris milah, can't eat from a korban pesach? Pshita can't eat from the korban pesach, even though he has a bris milah, it means nothing. By a goy, he's still called an oral. So Gemara says, Ela la suya taya ger shemol v'loy tovel. I tell you, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Chiddush of Toshav is to tell me, if you have a ger that made a bris milah, and according to Rabbi Kiva, milah alone makes you into a ger. But v'loy toval, since he did not make a tefillah yet, a korban pesach he can't do. He can't eat. But other mitzvahs, he's called a Jew. The katan shenelot kishumol. Who are then if you have a katan that's born with a bris milah ready? Still, the locher is he can't eat the korban pesach. Like, why? Huksava, Rabbi Kiva holds, Tzorech lahate b'meno dambris. Rabbi Kiva shittur is, if you have a kid, a Jewish boy, that's born gemalt, the locher is still, he has to have a toughest dambris, he still has to let some blood out from the makam of the milah. So, close in mind, you did not let the blood out, he's considered like an oral that he can't eat from the korban pesach. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, Toshav v'sochir. Toshav means a goy that was mizgaya with milah alone. Without tefillah, he cannot eat the korban. And no one did a korban shenel kishumol. Now the Gemara says, Reb Leza, why doesn't Reb Leza use this pasuk for these two chedushim? How does he know to say it's extra? Why doesn't he use it for these two chedushim? The Gemara says, Poshul l'taimei, Reb Leza goes according to Yeshita. To Yom, Reb Leza holds that a ger shemal v'loy tovel. If you have a ger that had a bris mila but did not make a maisa tefila is gerim al yehu. In other words, according to Rabbi Elazar, that's called a good Jew. A ger that just makes a mila is also called a Jew. So ger shemol v'latov a gerim al yehu. And then achlami, therefore he is mechuyiv in a korban pesach. It's a little bit different, like we said before. It's according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds that he's not called a good ger. He's not called a good Jew. That's why he's potter from a korban pesach. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Elazar, he holds no, he's called a good Jew. A ger, a goy, shemal, that made a bris mila l'shem yadus, that alone makes him into a Jew. Even though the like Tovla did not make a tefillah, he holds that's called the Giramalia. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Uksav Rabbi Elazar also holds that a kodin shenel ad mol ain't tzorach latev imenu dam bris. He also holds that if a kid is born, a Jewish boy is born with a bris mila, he does not need anything more, and therefore he's not called an oral, and therefore pshiti is a larit from the Korban Pesach. Therefore the word teshu v'socha by Korban Pesach is extra. You can't use it for cotton chanel at mol, and you can't use it for ger shemol, because both these two cases Rabbi Elazar holds the yom achuyiv in a Korban Pesach. So therefore, that's where Rabbi Elazar holds the word teshu v'socha is extra for the gzeirah shavo, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not extra, we need it for these two chedushim, that a ger shemol, even though he made a mila l'shem bris mila, l'shem yadus, and he's not an orla anymore, but since he didn't finish his geris yet, he didn't do a ma'aseh tefillah, he's potter from the Korban Pesach. And no one than a kid that's born gemalt, Rabbi Kiva Shitra is, he needs a Tavas Dan Bris, therefore before the Tavas Dan Bris, he can't bring a Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara says over Rabbi Elazar, the Darshins, what is Gzeir Shav of Teshav Asachir, Hai Ish Ish Mayavid Lei, like how come he doesn't learn it out from the Pesach of Ish Ish, to teach a normal can't eat Truma? So Gemara says, he holds Dibra Torah Kolosham Reyodim. That sometimes that's the way the Torah talks. The Torah talks the way people talk. In other words, not an extra word, ish ish. That's the way the Torah talks, so therefore it's good. There's the lashon of ish ish without a drasha. Yeah. Telling more so that this. Boyi Rav Choma Bar Ukva. Rav Choma Bar Ukva asks a question. Kotin Orol. If you have a kotin, a kid that's born, a Jewish boy, an Orol before you made the bris mila. In other words, he's only 6 days old. Mahu l'soiche b'shemet shel truma. What's the law if he's a kohen? His father's a kohen. So he's a kohen. Are we allowed to shmir, put on him shemen shel truma? In other words, the kohen is allowed to have enjoyment from truma. The question is, this kid didn't have a bris mila yet. So is he considered like an oral yet that's also to have truma? Or since he's not 8 days old yet, he doesn't have a chiyuv to make a bris mila, maybe his oral is not called an oral. So that's the shayla. Oral is shaloi bizmano ma'akfa oloi ma'akfa. The first 7 days of his life. That orlis, does that stop him from having enjoyment from truma? Or else maybe no, maybe it's not called an oral. Up until you have, until you don't have, until the chi of milas chalam the eighth day, it's not called an orlis. So that's one of the pshatim they say, if you make a bris mila before the eighth day, it's not called a bris mila, because you don't have an orla yet. So Amar Rabzeri says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. Ein liyela mila sechorov bishas asiyah. We under the Torah says, we had before, that you can't bring a Korban Pesach if you have a kid or have an Eved Kanani that you did not give a bris mila to yet. Now the Pasuk says two different parshas. One the Torah talks about your own son, and one about an Eved, if you own an Eved. Now, Ein liyela mila sechorov bishas asiyah. The Torah only says that you can't make a Korban Pesach if you have a son that you did not give him a bris mila. The Yavodah bishas achila. The Torah says if you have an Eved Kanani that you did not give him a bris mila yet, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Now, minayin liten esomer shel zeh bezeh, v'yesomer shel zeh bezeh. How do I know to put both chedush in both places? How do I know even your own kid, if you, in the case, let's say, with b'shas asiyah, you didn't have to make the bris mila yet. Only at night time when you want to eat the Korban Pesach. Now it's a chiyuv to give him a bris mila that you can't eat. And the opposite way, how do you know your eved? Also only applies both places. Talmud Loiman, this the pasuk says, oz, I learn out the pasha of your son to the din of your Eved Kanani, that both of them are makiv in both places. So therefore, your son and your Eved stops you from both making the Korban Pesach and from eating the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says like this, Bish leima avodav mishkachas lo, bish leima the chiddush of your Eved Kanani I could find, the yisnayu b'shas achilo, where the case was you first owned an Eved by nighttime when you want to go to eat the Korban Pesach. But you did not have an Eved Kanani yet at the time when you brought the Korban Pesach. So in other words, even though you had a right to bring the Korban Pesach, because you didn't own an Eved Kenani yet, still the Chiddush of the Krua, that if the time at night, the night of Pesach, when you want to eat the Korban Pesach, if at that time you do own an Eved Kenani, and you did not give him a bris mila yet, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. What's the case? Poshut Kugain Dezav Ninu, Beinei Beinei, that you first bought your Eved Kenani after you made the Korban Pesach. 2 o'clock in the afternoon you brought your Korban Pesach, and then 4 o'clock in the afternoon you brought your Eved Kenani, and you did not give him a bris mila. Shalachar is at night time, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Elo Zechorov, but how do you have the case of your own son? The Isna Yubashas Achila, that you're telling me now, at the time of eating the Korban Pesach at night, you're not allowed to eat it because you did not give a bris mila to your son. But for Isna Yubashas Asiya, how could it be that your son was not makiv you at in the afternoon when you brought the Korban Pesach? Like Heichim Ishkachasla, how do you have it? Like usually the case is, what, that your son, on the 8th day, you have a chiyuv to give him a bris mila. So Amonashach, the 8th day, the chiyuv mila starts in the morning. So even Bishash, you brought the Korban Pesach, you weren't allowed to bring it, if you have a son that you did not give him a bris mila. So Elamayit has to be talking about, El Zachor of the Yisnaim Bishashchila, Hechvish Kachaslo, Lav Yisyolid Beinasi Lachila. It has to be that your son was first born to you at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, in between the Asiya of the Korban Pesach and the Achila. In other words, you brought the Korban Pesach at 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock your wife gave birth. So now, even though you were able to make the Korban Pesach, at night time though, now you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So why not? Shema Amin of me as a proof that Arlus, Shalei Bizmana, heavy Arlus, it's called an Oral. In other words, your kid is only half a day old at night. And still you're telling me now, since he has a din Oral on him, you didn't make a bris mila yet, you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Even though the mitzvah mila is not chal yet, he's only 1 day old, he's not 8 days old yet. So you see, his kid is called an oral, he's born with a din oral on him. And only after the bris mila does it go off. So therefore, we push it out of shayla, kayin, a kid, you're not allowed to be sach with him, shem and shel truma. So Mora says, no, here there can't be any raya. Oh my rov of Tizbro, this is for what you're saying. Here the posik says clearly, he moloi kol zocher omrachmono, v'yoz yakriv la soysoy. The Pasuk here says that first you have to make the bris mila and then go to make the Korban Pesach. So avadit the svara v'ahai lav bar milahu. Since this kid is only 1 day old, you have no chiyuv to give him a bris mila right now. For sure this svara is he is not ma'akiv you from bringing the Korban Pesach. Like even if you want to tell me a kid 1 day old is called an orul, but for Korban Pesach that pshiti does not stop you from bringing or eating the Pesach. Because the Pasuk says clearly, who stops you? Only if you had a chiyuv to make a bris mila, and you did not do it on your son, then you can't bring or eat the Korban Pesach. But here your kid is only 1 day old, you have no chiyuv to make a bris mila now, pshita you're allowed to eat and bring the Korban Pesach. So again, how's the case talking about? We're talking about that he was sick, he was born sick, and he became well in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, his fever went away. So now is the first time you can make the bris mila, it's the 8th day. So that's why Bishas, you brought the Korban Pesach at 1 o'clock, he was still sick, he didn't have the chiv to make the mila. Only now it's 4 o'clock, when he gets well, now the chiv is chal, so if you don't do it by night time, at night you're not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Fred Gemara, V'nesev lo kol shiva, we have to wait another 7 complete days. The Yomar Shmuel says, like if a kid had fever, and then he became well, from the second it becomes well, you have to give him another complete 7 days. So you can't make the bris mila anywhere today. So Gemara says, true, the Avinu Lekol Shiva. In other words, his fever went away 7 days ago. And now on Erev Pesach, today is the 8th day, today is the day you can give a Korban Pesach, you can give a mila. For the Gemara, if so, again, v'nimel le'mitzafra. If today is the day you could receive a bris mila, so that's a question, even in the morning, you could give him a bris mila. So how is the case that Peshas, you made the Korban Pesach, he did not stop you? Like, why didn't he stop you from even making the Korban Pesach? It comes out that in the morning, you had a chiyuv to give him a bris mila. So Gemara says, Poshid,